Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for being here. These episodes have been sporadic lately. That's because my schedule is sporadic, but I try to jump on the air here when I can to give you updates, insights, anything that could help you right now. What I'd like to do is start by inviting you to just take some deep breaths, to really take a minute to inhale deeply, exhale deeply, and sit in your own presence, and to return to that place within you that is a beautiful source of wisdom, stillness, presence, all-knowingness. We each have this place within ourselves, and we turn away from it, we move away from it because life gets busy, life is happening now, there's just a lot moving. And it could even feel that there are a lot of choices in front of you. So this episode is going to talk about how this is the summer of choices and changes. How this is a time when you are working on those next steps for your vision. Whatever that means to you. Some people, you know, have a big vision or big dreams, while others just have these, maybe it's just the simple things in life that you want to experience more regularly. And we have support for these next phases of our lives, and it's important to recall the times in your life when things didn't happen on your timeline, but it happened on a better timeline. And bring that trust and faith into your presence right now, into your stillness. Bring that trust and faith in the grander timeline, into your peace of mind. The other part of the energy right now is the quickening and how it could feel like everything is coming at you at once. You know, that sense of, I have to get it all done, or my to-do list is never ending right now. My responsibilities feel bigger. My priorities, I don't know how to shuffle through them. I don't know what the main priority is. All of this is quite normal right now. And that's because of a few things. We're moving ahead at a faster speed, and it then feels like more comes at us quicker and faster. But it's actually that more is coming through you, and you're feeling that mentally and emotionally, that creates the anxiety, right? It creates the, do I go left? Do I go right? Do I do this? Do I do this? What do I do? It creates this speeding up of energy that is actually carrying us forward, but it might not feel that way right away. And so we have all these choices happening. Now, I mentioned your vision, what you want to create and build. This is essentially, where do you want to go next in your life? What's important to you right now? Is it a new professional direction? Is it that relationship, that, you know, partnership, heart relationship? Is it a new home? Is it a change of career? Is it maybe something on a smaller scale? You want to redecorate, you want to shift something around in your in yourself or in your life that serves you better going forward. We've been working with this since late 2015. Now, if you're new to this program, I am a professional astrologer. I'm an author. I'm an intuitive business coach. And I do a lot of things that kind of all gel together and overlap. So when I'm talking about these choices and these opportunities that are in front of you, I'm also looking at the astrological energies that are going on right now. And many of you have been following this show for years and know that I focus on the astrology regularly. And some people are new to the program and maybe aren't interested in astrology as much. But it's important to know that what astrology shows us is timing and cycles and what's coming up that you can't ignore or that's ready for you. It's like the oven goes ding and whatever you've been baking is ready. Or it needs more time. It's not quite done yet. It needs to stay in the oven a little bit longer. So astrology is a tool for understanding these cycles. It's amazingly accurate. The timing is just incredible. I have been a skeptic of astrology. I have been a skeptic of the timing. I have been a skeptic of the themes. And I have been proven wrong, shall we say, each time, meaning when I look back, I see how the timing, the cycles, and the themes matched up completely with what was happening universally and personally. So I offer you the astrology information because I really believe it can help you. I really believe it offers us important understanding and wisdom. And when we're talking about your vision, we're looking at how one of the planets right now, Saturn in Sagittarius, is helping us get clear about what we want to go for, about the next adventure. Now, this energy has been in play for a while now, but it's been reviewing territory. And that's where you could feel like you know what you want on some level and it's not coming together, or it's been a source of frustration or confusion, anything like that. Now, this Saturn in Sagittarius energy is where we put down the bricks for a new foundation. And the energy has been back and forth, and that's to give us choices that really make us clearer. Now, this energy has been squaring Neptune in Pisces, which makes us fuzzy, foggy. You can't see through the fog. It's like dense soup. It's like being floating on the ocean and you don't see land. Neptune in Pisces is taking us away from where we find grounding so that we can open up to our bigger spiritual desires and our bigger wants and our bigger possibilities. And so is it what you want? Is what you're focusing on big enough? Is it true enough? Does it really fit you? And this is why we have so many of these choices coming up right now, because we're working it out. It's a bit like a massage. Like, we're still massaging it out. We're still working through any of the knots. And this is going to continue through the summer. It's meant to help us hone in on greater clarity and truth and what is in alignment with what we want. So we have the Saturn in Sagittarius squaring Neptune in Pisces. When these two outer planets interact, it's a big cosmic yellow sign. Okay? It's not green, but it's not red. It's yellow. It's we're shifting, we're figuring it out, we're slowing down to allow more information to come in. But it's going to become clearer in August, okay? August, the middle of August is when Saturn in Sagittarius moves forward and really goes. It really moves. And so you could have this sense of, okay, things are finally clicking. Finally. Finally, right? It's like this breath of fresh air, especially if you have signs, astrological signs, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius in your chart, because the fire signs are looking for this traction on their inspiration, on their dreams, on things coming together. And Saturn in Sagittarius is providing that, but not at the pace or the speed that the fire signs like. Fire signs like to go. Let's take off and get out of here. Let's bust out. That's going to really click into gear in August. And as Saturn moves forward, he's going to keep moving into new territory. And this is when things are going to feel like they line up. And that's going to continue into 2017. So that's some good news here, is that everything that you have felt maybe held back or pause button, or you're just like, what's going on? It's going to start getting clearer and moving forward, especially in the fall. So our work right now is to just be with these decisions and these choices, knowing, really knowing that you can't make a wrong choice. In my world, we've had some big choices coming up. I've mentioned that my family and I, we are moving from Seattle to Florida by our choice. We want this, which is exciting, and it brings up a lot of big choices. My husband and I were contemplating, okay, do we rent a house or do we buy? There's pros and cons with each decision. Then, with our current home, do we sell this house? The market is great. Or do we rent it, which has other benefits right now? So we were pursuing each of those, okay? We were selling, purchasing a home. We were selling, renting a home. And we just were following each step. Okay, if we decide to sell, what does that look like? And so we got some quotes. If we decide to rent, what does that look like? We got some quotes. It's really important to just take the small steps right now as you gather information, and then it will become clear those next steps. So we've been gathering information here for our homes, and we're pretty close to making a choice, and I'm actually impatient. I'm an impatient decision maker. We want to do this, or do we want to do this? Let's do this. It's like, let's just make a choice and stick with it. And that has been a bit elusive. The other factor for us is that we have some rental properties and we want to sell those, but it's not time to sell those yet. It's one more piece of the puzzle. So what we do right now is you just take the small steps, knowing that you cannot make a wrong choice, but taking that step will help alleviate some anxiety and or worry or concern or fears. So So in Florida, we were, you know, looking at different places we want to buy different properties. And we want property, and, you know, we have, you know, like when you're trying to buy a house, you have your list, right? You're like, we want an acre, we want the pool, we want all this stuff. And so we decided that for a few reasons it was better to just start off by renting. And so I called around, and I was calling all these different places to see, okay, is this home available? Can I look at it? Can I come check it out? I called the house I wanted the most. I called that one first because that's what we do, right? Like, oh, I really want this one. So I called it up. I called up the property manager, who is actually the owner, and had a good conversation with him to set up a viewing. Then I called six or seven other places, and I could never get a straight answer. I wasn't even sure if the home was still available. A tired receptionist would answer and, you know, didn't even know anything, and was like, well, someone will have to call you back, and there was no movement there. So I simply followed where there was movement. That's all we have to do at times. You follow where movement is occurring. So I went and looked at this one house, the first house I called, the one I really wanted, and that turned out to be the one that we secured in mere hours. And by the time we had secured that house, these other property managers finally got back to me, and those other homes were gone. So what we have to do at times is just take the steps that are in front of us. And that's all you can do. And that's then where we keep going with the trust and the faith. And that's where Neptune and Pisces is really supporting us right now. It's saying, okay, you might not know what the path ahead is. You might not know what it is in terms of the specifics. You might not even know mentally, which is what we want